Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning. So Christmas time is coming fast and the elves up there in the North Pole are flat out trying to avoid shortages. But should we think more about the toys that kids play with and what they ask for from Santa? Well, Debbie Ging, Associate Professor of Media Studies at DCU, is on the line now from the North Pole. No, sorry, the North Side. Debbie, how's it going?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. It's great to have you on the show. You're very welcome. So first of all, Lego have announced recently that they are going to wipe out gender stereotypes from their toys. Why are they doing this?
Well, this is on the basis of a global survey that the company commissioned, and they found that attitudes to play and future careers were unequal and restrictive. It's a study that was conducted by the Gina Davis Institute.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what they're acknowledging is the fact that previously, their what you might call their masculine-coded toys were very much oriented towards science, construction, spatial skills, whereas the feminine-coded toys, like, say, for example, Lego Friends, which was for girls, was very much about nurturing and play acting. And so it's an attempt to really abolish these stereotypes and make Lego available, you know, for play by all children, irrespective of gender.
Okay. What do kids miss out on if girls play with dollies and boys play with soldiers?
Well, there's three main things. So the first is cognitive development and reasoning skills. So toys are effectively the tools of early learning. And so how we play, it actually affects how our brains develop. The second thing is that we internalize messages when we're playing with different toys about our social roles in later life. And the third is that kids internalize messages about their potential careers. So there's three really important things there that have a huge impact on, you know, basically on their futures.
Wow. How has the situation changed for girls in recent years?
Well, there's been a very positive move, I think, to get girls into STEM toys.
Yeah.
So we see this in the, you know, the French Charter from a couple of years ago for balanced gender representation in toys. So there's a focus on getting both girls and boys into the advertising and the packaging on toys that have a STEM focus, so science, technology, engineering, maths. However, we don't really see as much movement in the other direction. So we've got Barbie as an astronaut, but we don't have Action Man as a nurse yet.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, the reason really is that the traits and activities that are associated with women are effectively devalued in our society.
Mm.
And we know this from how, you know, from how work such as nursing or teaching or childcare is financially rewarded. And similarly, you know, the kind of activities and pursuits that are branded as feminine are also very much devalued and dismissed as kind of superficial and frivolous. So makeup, fashion, playing with dolls, cooking, decorating dolls' houses, nurturing. So toys that kind of prioritize those values are usually a no-go for boys. And that's another kind of minefield. Even though those pursuits and those activities are actually really highly skilled in terms of communication, nurturing, you know, they're also really invaluable life skills. So unless it's a two-way flow, you've got a situation whereby traditional masculinity remains unchanged, but you have all these girls then going, you know, being encouraged to go into STEM. So who's going to do the caring work when all the women are in STEM, you know, robots?
Yeah.
It has to be a two-way flow, right?
Absolutely. The Hot Toys for Christmas list was out recently, and it's all cars for boys, all Barbie for girls. Will it ever really change, do you think?
Well, I think it will. I had a look at that Dream Toys Top 12 list,
mm-hmm.
which is drawn up by the Toy Retailers Association in the UK. So the kind of predictions based on nothing, really. It's probably more a marketing stunt than anything else. But I did see that even though you have things like the Barbie Dreamtopia, Color Change Mermaid, which is very clearly directed at girls, there's other stuff in there which is kind of interesting. So you have the Bluey Family Home Playset, which is pink. And Bluey is a female dog. But I read the reviews under this product just this morning, and they're really interesting because lots of parents are reviewing the product saying that their three-year-old boys really love it and enjoyed it. So I thought that was kind of interesting, and it shows that there's, you know, a sign of change. There's also
Subtle changes, isn't it, though? I mean, just with the Bluey, I mean, because Bluey is a female dog, young, presumably, and is blue when normally you think it would be pink or whatever. And it was a kind of a subtle thing the cartoon and the merchandise do. And we need to see more of that, don't we? These changes.
Absolutely. Mm. Of course we do. You know, I think that if we look at kind of over a long period of time, there's a really good piece of research that's been done by Elizabeth Sweet in California State University. And she did an analysis of the Sears catalogue in the 20th century, which is, you know, the main catalogue for toys. And her research shows that in 1925, about 50% of the toys in the catalogue were marketed or coded as explicitly for girls or boys. By 1975, only 2% of toys were coded as explicitly for girls or boys. So that just shows you how there was this really steady trajectory of, you know, kind of progressive development. And then since the late 70s, the 80s, things got really, really bad again. There was a really dramatic increase in gender coding. But I do think we're seeing some really significant signs that this is changing again.
And just why is it just so important to allow kids' brains develop without pushing stereotypes on them? And when I say pushing stereotypes, I mean, we're all guilty of it, and it's just so hard to push against that. But hopefully that will change. But just to reiterate the importance of it.
When children play with toys like Lego or games like Minecraft, they're actually spending time building the neural networks in their brains that are involved in visual and spatial processing. And when children play with dolls or games that involve caring or nurturing, they're building the neural networks that are involved in social skills, empathy, and communication. So encouraging boys to play with one type of toy and girls with another by really, you know, forcefully gender coding them means that they're going to develop different skills over time. And that has really important implications for the opportunities that will be available to them in their adult lives. So really, all children should be encouraged to play with all types of toys.
It's as simple as that, isn't it,
it
really?
It kind of is.
Yeah.
You know, I think the term gender-neutral toys for some people kind of conjures up an image of boring, educational stuff because they assume it means kind of getting rid of all the existing stuff and replacing it with these gender-neutral toys. But in fact, all toys should and would be gender neutral if we just marketed them at all children and let all children play with them.
Yeah, exactly.
And if we remove the stereotyping from the toys themselves. So, you know, I actually think we should be using the term gender inclusive toys instead of neutral, because neutral is kind of drab and homogenous and colourless, and it kind of implies the absence of something, whereas gender inclusive means that, you know, all of the toys are available to all children, irrespective of gender.
Well, I think if you've done anything today, you've made every parent think just a little harder as to what gifts to get at birthday. And when they're writing that list to Santa, just think about it a little bit more. Debbie, thanks so much for taking our call.
No problem at all.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, love. Bye. Bye-bye. There we go. That was Debbie Ging, Associate Professor of Media Studies at DCU. What do you think, though? Should we put a bit more thought into the toys that kids are surrounded by? I'd love to hear from you on this. 51552. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.